Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I know the weather has been absolutely incredible over the past number of days, and naturally with that you see crowds flocking to local parks and beaches to make the most of the sunshine, and I do not condemn anybody for doing that. Why wouldn't you go out and enjoy it and make the most of it? But with that, the surge in visitors comes the increased litter and rubbish and dumping and leaving cans and food and the whole lot behind in parks and beaches across the country. We've had listeners getting in touch with us about this very issue over the past number of days. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. But Elaine Moynihan, who's the co-founder of Wise Water Academy based in Garrettstown in County Cork, is with us on the programme. Elaine, how big of an issue is this in your area?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on today on this another beautiful day.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, pollution is something that's an issue anyway. And then, like you said, with the increased amount of people, those who might not usually go to the beach or usually go to swim in a river or wherever it might be to cool down. And it is, unfortunately, an increasing pollution that we see quite regularly on a sunny day. So you must remember, the tide comes in and it takes all of that rubbish back away. And we have seen people just walk up and leave their rubbish there on the beach, or a lot of the times, unfortunately, even dig a hole in the sand, bury your rubbish there as if it's gone and it's not going to be brought out to the sea. So it's quite disheartening. And yeah, I suppose to remember that when we throw something away, it's never really away. That's regardless of even if it's in your rubbish bin. Unfortunately, a lot of our litter ends back up in our waterways, ends up in our sea. And I mean, I would say to people, if you are enjoying our beautiful beaches that we have in Ireland and you're enjoying swimming in lovely water, remember that it's only like that because they're not polluted. And unfortunately, in other countries where the pollution has increased, you're in amongst plastic and waste when you're swimming, and that is not so refreshing. So just to each take responsibility, even if your bin on your local beach is actually full, take that rubbish home because it is going to end up in the sea. And yeah, that pollution is something that, you know, makes our beautiful beaches not so beautiful,
and,
unfortunately.
I mean, the idea that you're there's people that are actually sitting on the beach and yeah, they're kind of digging a sandcastle type hole, you know, burrowing down and then throwing all their rubbish and glass and bottles and cans and everything that goes with that down into this hole and then covering it up. I mean, like, even just the danger of walking in glass as well.
100%, as well as disposable barbecues, actually, is something that not only is it pollution, but it's also quite dangerous. A lot of them get buried also in the sand. Then you have people barefoot walking on the beach who could get burns. And I suppose it's that concept of, like, even if it's buried, it's not buried. It's very much polluting our beautiful environment. We're so lucky to live on an island with such beautiful beaches, many blue flag beaches, so many rivers, so many lakes. And we really want to, you know, keep it that way, or even try and get it back to that way, because unfortunately a lot of them are polluted already, like I said, from all of our pollution throughout generations.
Yeah, we're looking at some of the pictures here, Elaine, today on WhatsApp that listeners have kindly sent into us, you know, of like some of the just discarded rubbish that you can see, as you mentioned, sitting, actually just left dumped beside overflowing bins at some of the parks and beaches. 087 1400 106. Keep those messages coming into us. Harriet is joining us on the line because, Harriet, this is an issue that you constantly face every year close to Sandy Cove.
Hi, thanks for having me on. It is. We have, I mean, you know, years of this now. I think I can never really tell. People always ask, say, you know, is it worse this year than last year? I can't really say if it is or it isn't, but it's consistent. And I mean, I think what I've definitely witnessed in the last two nights alone is actually, well, sorry, the pollution is what it is, that the council are trying so hard to keep on top of it, but it's actually dangerous for them to come down. They've even said it themselves, because it's really edgy down at Sandy Cove. The fights that happen are quite extreme. The police were there last night at 9 o'clock pulling people out. I mean, yesterday or the day before yesterday, I was witnessing, as ever, the very fragrant smell of a lot of marijuana going on. And one young man who had been well under 20 was smoking a big joint. And then in between one puff, he threw up and then had another puff. And I mean, it's just the element of danger around the area, as well as like what is literally floating into the sea. And then also, as the previous lady was saying, the broken glass And at this time of the day, all the families go down and they have a lovely time. Mm. And then from kind of 2 o'clock onwards, you've got the crowds coming down, and we've witnessed all the broken glass that happens, and they just tread it into the sand. It is so dangerous.
So that's going on. And you yourself, Harriet, you witnessed, you know, I don't want to call it, like there was a fight anyway that went on at some point last night that you witnessed there.
Yeah, there's guards involved. I mean, to be honest, there's quite a lot of that goes on. But it's just, you know, we're so lucky as to what we have. And when the weather comes, everyone gets down there. And God, like, there's nothing better than being on the beach. But the element of, and it's like, it's a small percentage. And I've said this before in interviews, like, it's always a small percentage of people who do. We're not blaming everyone. But the tiny percentage that do it, they just leave such a mess for other people. And they make you feel uneasy, you know, when you go down. Like, the locals would be uneasy going down for a swim in the afternoon.
Describe that mess for us, what you've witnessed over the last number of days.
So for example, like a couple of days, well, last night, night before, you know, like as the weather's come, you go down at about 10 o'clock in the evening, not between 9 and 10, and there's just bottles, clothes, towels, nappies, or cans, you name it, pizza boxes. I mean, it's as we always kind of say as a charity, West Coast like trawler pollution, East Coast is human pollution. And that is exactly what it is. It's just human pollution on our beaches. And we cannot send our volunteers down because it's too dangerous to clear up. It is just not worth it. And I mean, like the amount
of... And it's all just dumped. Sorry, Harriet. It's all just dumped there, isn't it? And not to say, is it at least even piled up close to the bin, but there's obviously no attempt made, is there, to try and dispose of it?
So there'd be an element of people like doing their best, and those are the ones that are doing their best. And then there's the small percentage like, sure, we don't need to worry, we'll just leave it here. And it could be because they're really drunk or they're really stoned, you know, or they just don't care. But there's always a tiny percentage, and that is just what then. And we've got a massive, like what we used to be a massive kind of collection of seals, of like up to 33 on the rocks. It's down to about 15 now in the last couple of years because, I mean, I'd like to think they just are safe. The seals know they're safe for going, staying on Dorky Island. But I mean, like, it's the pollution just washes into the sea. All the rubbish just goes into the sea because tide comes in and sucks it out.
But geez, like, so discarding, you know, the nappies just sitting there is just revolting.
And they take,
like,
they never break down.
Are there any bins in the locality?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. No, DRCC, they're great at getting the bins out and fenced
to
them.
And how often are they emptied? You know, like during the good weather like this, when the area is thronged with people.
So they would empty them, like first thing in the morning, they come round and they do the big haul. And then I'm pretty sure they're doing the evening. But they did say to me the other day that they're finding it dangerous coming down themselves. So, I mean, like, and I know our volunteers, there's no way I'm putting my volunteers under the pressure. We've had things thrown at our volunteers before when they've cleaned up. So, because it's all hilarious, you know, to clean up, to throw stuff at the do-gooders. But so, I mean, you know, why should the council have to be putting up with that as well, in fairness to them? So they try and put enough bins out, but not everyone, it's like, you know, not everyone wants to put stuff in the bin either, you know, it's easy just to leave it. Like the clothes, pennies, we could get a bag of pennies clothes every day if we wanted.
And all just discard it. I mean, it's bad if we have to start talking about having bouncers or some sort of Garda presence, isn't it, down at a beach?
Well, that's what's
because it's that bad. Depressing. I don't want to be sensationalising this now, but
no, it is. Like during the summer, I know, and during over a few summers down in Sandy Cove, the guards are down at Sandy Cove Dart Station and at Dunleary, and they just literally turn them away and march them over the bridge and put them back on the next dart on the other side. So, I mean, again, the guards are under extreme pressure as well, trying to get, you know, to police it. But I mean, the last few days though has just been unbearable.
This is pretty unbelievable. This listener's got in touch to tell me, my daughter was on the beach, she was walking along, some mindless person had buried a disposable barbecue down into the sand. My daughter stood on it, she had to be rushed to hospital. So this is obviously quite common. There's a few more messages like that. People talking, as Elaine mentioned, about some beachgoers just burying disposable barbecues down into the sand as well. This texter, Harriet, lives in British Bay permanently, and they say they're just exhausted, and it's depressing to see the waste that's left behind every weekend during the summer. It's primarily kids' plastic beach toys and food packaging in the summer period. Disposable barbecues as well. One was buried last year. A child stepped on it while it was still hot. The council do their best to clear it every morning, but sure, it's too much sometimes. Last weekend alone at Maharamore, there was a lobster pot that was roughly bin-shaped on the beach and everyone brainlessly used it as a bin. Huge pile of waste. It's not just in the summer, unfortunately, either. It's just the time that it was noticed, says this texter. Catherine Harris is on the line, Harriet. Catherine's the chairperson of the Tidy Towns in Dunleary in Dublin. Have you witnessed similar scenes to Harriet, Catherine?
Absolutely. So we're just down the road from Harriet, and literally last Sunday evening, it was apocalyptic what we witnessed. I mean, the whole seafront had been turned into a rubbish dump, to be quite honest. And, just to mention about the bins, as Harriet said, the council are great at putting additional bins in, and they put these large 1,100 litre wheelie bins in very close to the big belly bins. But for some obscure reason, these were not being used, and instead all the rubbish was being stuffed into the big belly bins. The big belly bins were open, the rubbish was spewing out all over them. The rubbish had been piled on top of the big belly bins, and yet right across, right opposite the bin, was this huge big dumpster empty. So I don't understand the logic.
Crazy.
I don't understand why people couldn't just see, well, look, this is, and it's very clearly marked. And there's many of them throughout the town and at all the hot spots. I mean, my sense of it, when I went down myself on a Sunday evening, I thought to myself, well, are these day trippers or are they fly tippers? Because it just didn't make sense to me why people should show such disrespect and ambivalence to our beautiful town, and that they come to enjoy, and we welcome them. We're delighted to have people in the town. But how do people in all consciousness think that it's okay to dump their rubbish and then to leave the town in such a state? I mean, it really is disheartening. And I know Harriet and her volunteers, our volunteers are out like almost daily trying to keep the town in good shape, alongside the council, who really are very diligent and
And that sort of ignorance and arrogance that Harriet mentioned, you know, that's often sort of displayed towards the likes of yourself, Catherine, and your volunteers, and, you know, throwing things and throwing bottles at the Tidy Towns committee that are coming down to pick stuff up. Like, have you experienced that?
We have experienced antisocial behaviour, but like Harriet, we would stay away from it. I mean, it just isn't worth it. You know, we just have to be careful. We report to the Gardaí if we see anything that needs to be reported, or if there's anyone misbehaving or so forth. I mean, that's what we do, but we stay out of it because, you know, it's just too much of a risk for us. So basically, we come along afterwards. We had a team out on Monday morning. We were out along with the council. We were, it was just, you know,
desperate.
It was so bad. Yeah. It was really, really bad.
Why can we not? I'm trying to figure it out. You know, why is this? You know, because we talk about it so much. So it's not this thing, I don't think, around education or people don't know. If you say there was, what, an 1,100 litre skip style bin across from that was well marked, and people, why do we not? Do we just feel we don't need to pick up after ourselves, or is it lack of pride?
Is it a cultural thing? I don't know. You know, some people say, oh, well, that's Ireland for you. And that's, isn't that Dunleary? Hasn't it always been that way? You know, I mean, I think it's a cultural shift has to take place. I mean, and I do think policing, as Harriet said, that the Gardaí are around when they have to be. But little wardens, you know, are they enforcing the bylaws? Are they fining people? Are they, you know, I mean, it's all there to be seen firsthand if they were there to witness it, you know. Are these laws not being enforced rigorously enough? What do people need as a deterrent? You know, what needs to be done? I mean, last weekend, we were completely overwhelmed in the town. The market was there. There was a festival on in the park, and we were inundated by day trippers. And all the precautions that we'd put out in anticipation of the summer season were completely overwhelmed. I mean, it was just unbelievable, you know. And again, like Harriet says, our big concern is, we're right beside the sea, and all of this is being blown right into the sea, you know, and you just can't get to it quick enough. It's a huge concern.
The texter here tells me they feel about 30% of the population are just dirty. They don't give a damn about anyone or anything. They're ignorant and rude. And another listener tells me they're only back from Tenerife. You wouldn't find a paper on the beach or the street. So why is it just a lack of pride in Ireland or in our own country? Dervla O'Brien, who's the CEO of Drinkaware, is with us here, Catherine and Harriet on the line as well today. Because, you know, the thing about about this, Dervla. We have bylaws in place. We have litter wardens. And, you know, like, do we just have a lack of enforcement that we're seeing so many people out drinking on in our beaches and parks?
I think it's from an alcohol perspective, I think it's the fact that we're so we're not used to this fine weather, and I think we may overindulge and get overly enthusiastic and throw the kitchen sink at it when we go to the beach these days. I think there's an element of that. So I mean, we're coming at it really from an alcohol safety message as much as anything. You know, we're just this weekend very, very cognizant of people having picnics at the beach and, you know, groups of young lads gathering, enjoying themselves, but having cans of beer, getting, you know, too intoxicated and then getting into the water. So there's all of that danger as well. Sorry now if I'm changing the subject here, but it's a really important message this weekend.
Yeah.
And we're encouraging people really, you know, don't mix alcohol with water activities. Segment your activities. So, you know, if you plan on getting into the water, leave your drinking till afterwards is what I'd say. I mean, you know, alcohol consumption goes up on bank holiday weekends anyway. You add water into the mix and you've got a whole other level
disaster.
Of
yeah.
danger. You really do. And look, there's been 26 drownings so far this year.
Is that more than usual, Dervla?
Well, there was 80 in 2025. You know, these are stats from the Irish Coast Guard.
Yeah.
But you know, you couple that with road safety deaths on a bank holiday weekend. And, you know, this is all unnecessary tragedy and pain. And really and truly, it's about being mindful, a bit of information, just putting safety, featuring safety in your thinking. And also being very cognizant of how you are the next day after having a bank holiday night partying or whatever. Before you get behind the wheel of a car or indeed, get on a jet ski or get into the water, all of that matters. Really, we're just asking people, you know, to really be cognizant, particularly also, if you're a parent and you're not planning on getting into the sea, but you're watching kids. And if you're drinking and your kids are in the water and all of that. So, you know, it impairs your judgment, your balance, your coordination.
Yeah.
And that just
no, it's absolutely
that.
it's a message well worth flagging, Dervla, as well. Another texter's got in touch to say, just, you know, on this, I'm living in Bray for the last couple of years. Every sunny weekend or a bank holiday, the bins are overflowing. They're not collected until the next working day, which I can't understand. Many people do make the effort to get their rubbish to the bins, but the council, we feel, was failing to keep the bins empty. They should pay the staff more to work at the weekends and the bank holidays. They know already the dates and they know the beaches are going to be busy. I mean, it is a fair point, isn't it? Email's lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. For the moment, we leave it there. That's Dervla O'Brien, Catherine Harris, Harriet there from Sandy Cove, and Elaine Moynihan, who's from Garrettstown in County Cork.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.